You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
When you ask if you can take a rain check, you're using a phrase that we can trace back to baseball and, surprisingly, chess.
That's what they say. Good morning, I'm Rebecca Kruth, and joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Hey, Ann.
Good morning, Rebecca.
And I've got to say, it's kind of been a while since I've heard somebody ask for a rain check.
Oh, I ask for rain checks all the time because there are things that I want to do, but my life is busy enough right now that people say, can you do this? And I say, oh, can I get a rain check? And I hadn't thought a lot about where that came from, but wasn't entirely surprised to learn that it came from baseball.
See, I would have guessed that it came from, like, raining, like something got canceled because of a rainy day.
Well, that's right. And that comes from baseball. So the earliest citation in the Oxford English Dictionary is 1884. And here's the quote, the Toledo Baseball Club will give rain checks this season. Now, by the turn of the 20th century, so very quickly, rain check comes to refer to situations other than baseball or sports and other than rain. So other ways that you might want to keep that credit and postpone it to a later time. Now, can you use rain check in retail situations?
You know, I guess there are times at a grocery store when I'll see, an empty spot on the shelf for something, usually something that was on sale, and they'll offer a rain check if they're out.
Yeah, and that is not something I grew up with, although I know it, and that comes to 1955. I mean, I know the phenomenon, but I didn't know to call it a rain check. We have this from the Mansfield, Ohio News Journal, and the quote is, should any of these specials be out of stock, we furnish every customer desiring one with a rain check, authorizing the purchase of this special at the advertised price, right? So that gives you that rain check to make sure you get the sale price. Now, let's talk about the check in rain check. This check goes back to chess.
And I wouldn't have guessed that. Again, I'm thinking about a checkbook, like an actual slip of paper that looks like a check from a checkbook. I wouldn't have thought of chess.
Well, and just hang on, because the check in your checkbook is not irrelevant to this story. Check, for people who play chess, this is the act of threatening the king, or the position of the king when exposed to attack is in check. That's where this word starts. And then check can come to refer to a sudden stop in the course of something because it's obstructed or there's opposition. And you can imagine we get from there to restraint upon an action by a supervising power. And we still have that in something like a check on power. It's a kind of restraint or keeping someone in check.
Yep.
We then get, it comes to refer to something that serves as a stop or restraint. This is checks and balances. Then a control that ensures accuracy or agreement of facts, or a means to ensure accuracy. This starts to happen by the early 18th century. So a means to ensure correctness, security from fraud. So by the early 19th century, a check can be a receipt or a ticket that you use to show ownership.
So there is a paper form.
There is, and this is, we know this in hat check and coat check, where you get that little ticket so that you can pick up your coat again. And this is related to the check at a restaurant, the bill, as well as the check for money drawn on a bank. All of these are related, and all of them go back to chess.
Well, Anne, I'll definitely see you again next week for another That's What They Say. No rain check required.
Have a good Sunday.
Ann Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday morning here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for That's What They Say. And if you have a question about our ever-changing language, let us know at michiganradio.org.